This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
A brand new segment on iRadio's group chat where we dive into completely different careers to find the trade secrets from them. We're starting off with law, and Eden Raper joins me on the line. Eden, to start off with, what first sparked your interest in becoming a barrister? Is it something that you always wanted to do, or was it something that came later on in life?
It's definitely something that came later on for me. I find that, I suppose, most people who I've gone to college with or have studied with have had, I suppose, a clearer idea growing up, but I had a big interest in history. But I suppose the idea of being a barrister stemmed from the fact that I like to learn new things and new principles, and how do I apply it? Can I apply it in real situations? And that's something for me, I quite like, say, a practical scenario rather than learning all about like historic things. So that was the big thing for me. And then I suppose when I later got into kind of researching it myself, I thought, you know, I prefer to be the person who advocates rather than the person who maybe does more of the paperwork side of things. So that's kind of what concreted my decision in going down the route of becoming a barrister. But it was definitely later on. I probably only decided in my third year of university, so later than some. But I think it's never too late to decide or kind of come up with what you do want to do later on down the line.
Well, for people who might not be familiar with the legal world in general, obviously there's lots of facets to it. What is the main difference between a solicitor and a barrister here in Ireland? Because all of these terms, I won't lie, kind of come together in my head and I'm like, I'm not that sure, like, what is which?
Of course. Yeah, it can be quite tricky, I think, especially since, say, in the likes of America, we use the term lawyer, which I suppose is a combination of the two. But for right now, we do have solicitors and barristers. So a solicitor is usually the first point of contact. So they're the people who advise clients, handle the paperwork, prepare cases, maybe draft some wills, kind of more of the paperwork side of things and kind of being that first point of contact. Whereas barristers' work is slightly different. It includes writing opinions, drafting pleadings, negotiating settlements, and then being that person who represents the client in court.
Okay, so that's kind of how that's broken down. And I'm sure I'm not the only one assuming this, and I'm sure lots of people think this, you need to study law to get into this field. What qualifications do you actually need to become a solicitor or a barrister in Ireland? You know, do you have to have primarily studied law, obviously?
So it can be quite, I suppose, complex and a little bit confusing when you first maybe do your research about it. So you don't necessarily need to start out with a law degree, which I think surprises a lot of people. And it certainly surprised me when I first started my legal journey. So I suppose if you want to become a solicitor, you can either have a law or a non-law degree. So non-law graduates or non-graduates at all can take the Law Society's preliminary examination to qualify for this next stage. And then they would join in with those who did have the law degrees. So those kind of who've passed that preliminary exam and who have a law degree will then sit and hopefully pass all 8 FE1 examinations. And this just qualifies you to then go on and do the professional practice course, which is where solicitors train. It's how they learn. And then after this course, they will do a 24-month in-office training before qualifying. So all their learning and training happens before they qualify, which is a little bit different for barristers. So the route to become a barrister is that you will study through the King's Inns, so the Honourable Society of the King's Inns. You do need a recognised law degree to do this, but there's kind of a back way in. So you could do the diploma in legal studies at the King's Inns, and you can be a graduate or a non-graduate for that as well. So you then would sit the entrance examinations, and these include like constitutional law, contract law, evidence and tort, as well as criminal law. And then if you're successful with these exams, you will then move on to the barrister at law degree, also known as the BL. And then once you've completed the BL, you are a qualified barrister. And then you can go on to what is traditionally known as Devlin, and it's essentially where you will do minimum 1 year of training with an experienced barrister. And you would only need to train if you want to practice in the courts. So it's a little bit different to a solicitor, where you train before you're qualified with a barrister, you train after you're qualified.
For you, is there a typical day in the life that you go through every single day? What's your usual routine? I mean, I'm sure it's changing all of the time.
Oh my goodness, I'd say every day is a different day. That's one thing for sure. So since I'm kind of still studying and in that area, my days are quite hectic. So I study in the evenings. My classes are in the evenings through the King's Inns. So I have a typical 9 to 5. And then as well as that, I do a mix of study, research and preparation. There's a lot of reading of cases and I suppose analysing the judgments and seeing how these judgments and the precedence is applied in these situations to kind of just get a sense of how arguments can unfold and how they are applied in our day-to-day lives. But from what I've learned and seen, a barrister's day is incredibly varied. Oh my goodness. So the mornings can start off quite early, be in court, you're making submissions, you're cross-examining, you know, handling motions. As well as that, then the afternoons can be quite busy. You're kind of drafting pleadings, preparing legal opinions, or meeting with the solicitors. There's a huge amount of behind the scenes work that goes on, and kind of just that advocacy in the courtroom is the tip of an iceberg of what would be in the day-to-day lives of a barrister.
This segment's obviously called Trade Secrets, as we were chatting about, but what is one thing about your profession that the public might not realise? Maybe a secret trade secret that we haven't touched on.
I'd say it really is kind of everything tends to happen outside of the courtroom, or a lot of things happen outside the courtroom. So kind of what I was saying there, advocacy and being in the courtroom is just the tip of an iceberg. You know, a lot of negotiations happen outside and it's kind of just few cases that do end up in the courts. But then I suppose a trade secret or maybe something that can be hard to get to grips with, I suppose, is the whole idea of legalese. So it's our own like little language. So this is a mixture of just how to even refer to somebody in court, how to refer to the judge. It's all got its own kind of way of speaking and formalities, as well as we use different Latin words. So a lot of our, talk and reference, and even we might say ratio decidendi and operator dictum, like all these Latin words. So I think that can be a bit of a trade secret, is just our little terms that can get a little bit difficult for incoming students to kind of understand. But once you've got to grips with it, it's like a little secret language that we only understand.
I mean, it's always fun to learn a secret language, to be fair.
100%.
Are there any misconceptions about law or lawyers that you've come across while training?
Gosh, so I would say the main one, I suppose, from when I was a student is that you do not need a law degree at all, really. Definitely is a bonus and definitely helps, but it's not something that's needed or required. But then I suppose looking at, you know, solicitors and barristers, I think a lot of people think we're quite argumentative and maybe a little bit mean. And it's definitely, you know, not the case. We're just advocates. And law isn't just about criminal trials. There's areas like tort law, which affect everyday lives in very practical ways. So it's definitely, you know, we're advocates. We're speaking on behalf of those or speaking on behalf of those who can't. So it's not necessarily that we're argumentative or mean or can come off any certain way. We're just there to help people. And I think that can be a misconception.
For someone who's listening this evening, who's thinking about pursuing the career, what is something they definitely should and also should do when they're starting out?
Oh, should and shouldn't. I would say try not to be closed off. And I know that can be, you know, easier said than done. I even reflect on my own times. It can be quite daunting, maybe stepping into a world that's unknown. So get exposure, attend court. Anyone can go and sit in on court hearings, you know, join debating or mooting societies if that's something available to you. And, you know, ask questions, immerse yourself. Everyone loves to kind of talk about themselves and talk about their own journeys. So, you know, ask questions. People are always happy to help. And also a big one is avoid comparing yourselves to others or rushing. You know, focus on building your skills, professionalism and integrity. You know, just be yourself and get stuck in, because it's honestly, it can be so fun and so enjoyable and you can get so much out of it. So just, I suppose, yeah, get exposure, get out there and, you know, try not to compare yourself or run yourself down. It, you know, everyone's in the same boat. So it's quite great and quite enjoyable.
You seem to speak with such passion about your job. It's amazing that you have such a love for it. Is there anything over the next, we'll say, 5 years or even in the next 3 years even that you want to achieve in this area? What's your biggest goal?
Oh my goodness. So I'd say my biggest goal right now is to finish my studies and then be practicing as a barrister. That's my main goal and I suppose hopes and dreams for the next few years. But then as well as that, kind of as you were saying there, I love what I learn and what I do. And I suppose getting to, I suppose, share that love is something I really enjoy. So I would love to kind of mentor if I could, or lecture, you know, any way that can help spread the world and open up paths and doors for people. And just at the end of the day, yeah, be a voice for those who maybe can't use their voice or for whatever reason. Definitely, there's a lot of exciting opportunities within law, and I think people do think it tends to just be one route or the other, but there's so many ways into law and to practice the law. So yeah, just being a qualified barrister and sharing my passion would be a dream come true for me.
Well, Eden, I wish you the very best of luck with the rest of your studies. Thank you so much for joining us on Trade Secrets. And I'm sure we'll be catching up to you again when you are all qualified and all ready to go and getting some more trade secrets from you. Thank you for hopping on iRadio's Group
Chat. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio. This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,